This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks. And get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
For the first time in 2.5 decades, the New York Knicks are going to a conference final, and they do it in dominant fashion as they defeat the Celtics in 6 games. It's their largest playoff win ever.
Losing to the Knicks feels like death. I was always taught that there's life after death, so we'll get ready for whatever's next in the journey, I'll be ready for.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons on a Monday afternoon where we've been bouncing around talking about the misery of the Red Sox this weekend, but also the misery of the Boston Celtics Friday night. And joining us now on WEEI Afternoons is Megan Ottolini to talk about that disgusting game that left us in the off season, that left us with so many questions and so few answers. Mego, how are we doing today?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
Well, you sound cheerier than I do. So let's start with my guy, Jaylen Brown, and I don't want to lead the witness. What were your thoughts on Jaylen Brown's performance in that season-ending loss?
Unfortunately, I thought some of Jaylen Brown's, the downsides to his game that we've known for many years, just kind of came back to bite him in that first half. And he was obviously offensively productive. He was one of the only guys that was shooting wise. And I think that game can kind of be boiled down to the first half, but you're still down 27 points and he had 6 turnovers. And that's kind of the area where Jaylen gets to that it turns against him. He kind of turns against himself.
So, Mego, how does a team, in your estimation, like, how does a team go from literally playing what looks like their best game of the season to playing not just their worst game of the season, maybe one of the worst games that they've ever played as a franchise in a matter of 48 hours?
So I would say it's two things. One, I think we were all anticipating the emotional bump that they would get Wednesday. They suffered a devastating loss with Jason Tatum's Achilles injury at Madison Square Garden in game 4. Mm-hmm. And then they come back home, backs up against the wall. Jaylen Brown talked about the sense that he had that people wrote them off. And so I think that they just had so much that they felt they had to prove on top of that. They were shooting almost 50%. They just looked stellar and firing on all cylinders. And the team that I saw Friday night, I don't know about what you guys think, but the team I saw looked physically and emotionally exhausted. And when things from the jump weren't going right for them, I'm thinking of even subbing Luke Kornet in as the starter for that lineup and trying to work the lobs, the alley-oops inside early and having so little connection offensively. Mm-hmm. I just didn't think that they seemed to have it in the tank to try to fight back further after what they did in game 5.
How do you think history is going to look back on this? Because we were talking about it. This is up there with one of the big disappointments. And I know Terp had been telling us all year that six straight defending champs, hadn't gotten out of the second round, but I think we expected more and better for this team. The Tatum injury, Brad Stevens just said they blew games one and two. Like, when we remember this in 3, 4, 5 years, what are we going to think? What are we going to remember?
Yes, I was just at that Brad Stevens press conference over at the Auerbach Center, and two of the big things that came out of it were, of course, talking about Jaylen Brown's meniscus tear. Brad said they don't really see surgery in the future, at least as we sit here today. He said that having some time off, he thinks will really improve that situation. And Kristaps Porzingis having what he called a post-viral syndrome, so basically something lingering around from that illness that he had at the end of the regular season. I think that's what we're going to look back on in conjunction with Jason Tatum's injury. I don't think that's the reason that they fully lost the Knicks series, but I think the way that history will look back on this team is it's really hard to stay healthy 2 years in a row. This team had a lot of depth, but it was really pushed to the brink by the amount of injuries, illness, wear and tear, the amount of miles that this team put on themselves, even going over to Paris and playing over there. I think if we like try to take a 10,000-foot view, that's what we're going to see it as.
Megan Ottolini joining Fitzy and Hart here on the WEI Afternoon Show, talking about the Celtics season coming to an end abruptly against the Knicks in the Eastern Conference semifinals. What kind of job do you think Joe Mazzulla did on the season overall, the regular season into the postseason, and what kind of grade would you give him, Mego?
I think overall Joe did pretty well. They finished with the second seed, and they were in that position for quite a while. He had lineups that were rotating through, again, lots of injuries and availabilities. And I would probably give him a B. I think that Joe is still early in his career. He's grown a lot from the rookie season that he had as Celtics head coach, and I think he's a very different coach than he was then. But I still think that there's room to grow, and I think you saw that in the series against the Knicks, especially in those first two games. To let that one game go at home at TD Garden was not excusable, but it was understandable. Losing two games that way, I think you just have to look at everybody. And I just think they came up short of their own expectations, not just winning another title, but not even getting past the second round. As you said, as our friend Kerr pointed out, last six teams haven't. But I think that there's going to be a lot of attention on Joe and his performance. And I just come back to some of the other factors that I think were a much bigger hindrance. And the biggest one being health and just kind of exhaustion and human nature.
So we turn the page to the offseason. You mentioned the Brad Stevens press conference that you were at. We listened in live to a portion of it. What was your biggest takeaway? I know he sort of deferred some of the big picture questions to closer to the draft, even though he was asked a bunch. What was your biggest takeaway from Brad Stevens speaking today?
My biggest takeaway is that the Celtics are just really lucky to have Brad Stevens in this position. Mm-hmm. One of the most interesting parts of that press conference to me was him detailing what it was like the Monday after Jason Tatum tore his Achilles. And his perspective now a week later that in comparison to everything that went wrong with that and that being such a devastating injury, they were 15 minutes away from the best specialist for these Achilles surgeries, and that they were able to get him into an MRI consultation and then in and out of a clean surgery before they even had to drop the injury report the next day. And I was thinking, that's the kind of perspective that the Celtics are going to need to have this summer, because it's no secret that there's going to be dramatic changes. There's going to be the change of the sale of the team for the first time in decades. There's going to be this very punishing CBA that they're going up against, and tough decisions that Stevens is going to have to make with this roster, who stays, who goes, what the character of the team is going forward. And I don't know. I continue to be impressed. I loved his basketball mind when he was a coach. And I think when the Celtics bumped him up to the position held by Danny Ainge, there was a lot of questions about, is he going to be ruthless, heartless, be able to make the tough decisions that are in the best interest of the Celtics as an organization? And I think he will. And I think he just has.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Has a good perspective about the big picture questions that are really the ones that are facing this team.
Mego, Saturday in the aftermath of the Celtics evisceration at Madison Square Garden and losing the series being bumped from the playoffs, I heard you and John Lyons in place of Ken and Curtis, and you guys got into a really good discussion about parity in the NBA now. And
hate it.
Yeah, I was going to say, and as I was walking, walking the dog. I extended the walk for a while so I could keep listening to you guys, because I found myself agreeing with you. And the grander point it felt like you were making was, how can you have not just great rivalries, but how can you have the villains, the teams that are so good that everyone hates them, the multi-time champions, you know, like the Patriots or the Chiefs or the Cowboys or the Yankees or the whomevers, without, you know, with parity in the league. And I agree with you, but for the audience that obviously didn't get the chance to listen to that conversation, could you explain your feelings on it and why you think parity is bad for the NBA?
Sure. So I think it goes back to what we were just talking about, that the champions of now, the last seven champions, have not been past the second round. And a lot of that, I believe, has to do with some of the new penalties that the new CBA, the collective bargaining agreement, has put on these teams in terms of how they can build out their rosters. And it goes beyond just the crazy luxury tax that you would have to pay to keep a roster together like this one, and would put you into the territory of $500 million to keep everybody together next year. But on top of that, the basketball penalties that start bumping you all the way back to the first round, further than you'd be anyway, make it almost impossible for you to trade somebody mid-season and improve your roster at the trade deadline if you wanted to. I just think it's not great in any sport, honestly, to have parity. I think that leads to a lot of randomness and a lack of connection with casual fans. And your hardcore fans are always going to be there. Your hardcore fans who have been watching OKC for the last 3 years and are excited about potentially them getting back, getting to the finals because they have watched this group grow, that they're always going to be there. But for the casual fans, as much as we complain about, you know, we got to see Patrick Mahomes again, or people used to complain about the New England Patriots always being in the mix and being this evil empire that the rest of the country was so sick of. These are the stories that make the history books of sports. And I think a lot of this is the reason why we care about it. And I think some of it is a pushback to the player empowerment movement era, which went too far, in my opinion. But, you know, it's, I think it's just coincidental that this will hinder what the Celtics are able to do in the offseason. I just think it would be bad for any team that's trying to build dynasties, and that's really the point of it from the league perspective.
Mego, I agree with you 1,000%. Every sport is better with a measuring stick, whether it's team sports, individual sports, boxing, Olympics. If you know people are invested in them and you're rooting either for or against them, it just makes the world better. Before we let you go, thoughts on the Eastern Conference and Western Conference finals, what you think's going to happen, what you're rooting for, how you think that'll play out?
So I think the Western Conference is a lot spicier to me than the Eastern Conference finals, just because I think it's a higher talent level out there. I don't say that to disparage the Eastern Conference finals, but the Timberwolves were this team who a lot of us let fly under the radar. And then, of course, OKC, as I just said, is a team that's been on the come up for a couple of years now. And so it'll be interesting to see if they can finally hit the point that they're supposed to be at, where they're not just this young team anymore. They're getting to the finals. Over in the East, you've got this weird 90s Reggie Miller era rivalry between the Pacers and the Knicks.
Right.
And I think if you're looking at it from the league perspective, you're probably like dying for the Knicks to be back in the NBA finals, because that's the much bigger market, especially if you have OKC on the other side, which is OKC and Indiana, two of the smallest markets in the entire league. But that's what you're asking for with the way that you're setting up these payrolls. So I would like to see Knicks OKC. I think that would be the spiciest finals to me, but I really can see any of these four teams getting there.
All right, she is Megan Ottolini, WEEI.com. Unfortunately, Mego, these Mego Mondays are wrapping up a little sooner than we expected.
No.
So I'm sure we'll talk to you down the line, though, because it's going to be an interesting offseason for the Boston Celtics. You mentioned it, ownership change, trades, free agency, who knows what's going to happen. So when big news breaks, we're going to reach out to you, okay?
Sounds wonderful. You guys take care.
All right, see you, Mego.
Mego. Thank you.
That's Megan Ottolini, WEEI.com.
I'm sorry, Andy. I just want to say I'm so glad that I get to hear your perspective on the parity thing as well, because, the old adage, the story's only as good as the villain, or to make every great narrative work, you need a good guy and a bad guy. And the NBA is just so desperate to prevent there being bad guys now. Like, that's great. Lots of opportunities. You get a championship. You raise a banner. There's no more Chicago Bulls, no more Lakers, no more Celtics of old. Like, that kind of sucks.
It's why the greatest individual rivalry in basketball and all of sports right now is in the WNBA between Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. We're going to get into that later in the week, because I'm sure you watched that over the weekend. And it's not a coincidence that two young women who have battled in big games for years now for the nation to watch, both in college and now in the WNBA, has elicited energy and excitement. Mm-hmm. And angst, and you can perceive either side to be the hero or the villain. We can talk about it, but they have something in that league that the NBA does not have right now, and that's a bit of an issue. But we can deal with that later in the week, because Mego talking just lit up the phone lines with some Celtics Woo. Calls here. So first one I want to give a chance to is Justin in New York City, who I'm assuming is a Knicks fan and has something to say about Friday night. What's up, Justin?
He called last week.
Good evening. I called last week. You dismissed me. My arguments were not convincing. The Knicks are not going to win Friday night. The home court won't matter that much. Remember that call on Thursday?
And it didn't. The Celtics didn't show up. The home court didn't matter. The Celtics
was outstanding. The Knicks were great.
Oh, boy. That arena kind of overrated, too. Madison Square Garden. Blah.
The Knicks played great.
There's rats in that arena.
They outplayed them in that series. They outplayed them.
They did.
All right.
Even though they got hurt, they played well defensively. They made their shots when it mattered. you have to give props to them. They beat the Celtics.
They didn't beat the Celtics, Justin. The Celtics beat themselves, and I'm rooting for the Pacers. Halliburton coming. I hope they whoop your ass, Justin.
I thought you were not an excuse factory guy.
Conseco Fieldhouse or whatever they call it is better than Madison Square Garden.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Wow. Listen to this. Can you imagine, by the way, you know.
Celtics lost. Knicks didn't.
You know. Yes, but the Knicks took advantage of all the opportunities presented to them by the Celtics, who were rather inopportune with their misgivings, mistakes.
We could have beaten the Celtics. WEEI Afternoons, Dan Ball, Stiz, Ted, me, and you, Fitzy, could have beat the Celtics on Friday.
You were at the combine. Are you sure about that?
I'm sure we could have beat them.
By the way, just to make sure I had that right for the record, the Pacers play at the what Fieldhouse?
It used to be the Conseco Fieldhouse. I don't know what it is now.
Oh, it is the Gainbridge Fieldhouse.
The hell's a Gainbridge?
Ah, Gainbridge.
I would imagine it's a sponsor of some kind.
It's a town just north of Boston.
Better that, nope, I don't think that's right. Let's go back to the phone lines. Brandon in Boston reacting to the Celtics heading into an interesting offseason. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my phone call. And I just want to be really quick.
Please.
I just want to be really quick, so if you can just hear me out. But here's a scenario where the Celtics can reduce their future salary commitment by 21.7 mil. So I'll give you a scenario of trades, and let me know how you feel about this when I'm done. Yeah. So Trae Young comes to Boston for Jaylen Brown. You then unload Drew Holiday and Peyton Pritchard. They go to Miami. You receive Terry Rozier and Kevin Love. And then Sam Hauser goes to the 76ers for Kelly Oubre. And then Porzingis goes to Utah and you acquire John Collins. That will reduce your future salary by $21.7 million. And you'll have a lineup of Trae Young, Derek White, Kelly Oubre, John Collins, and Nemus Kata. I think that's pretty good because when Tatum comes back, you already know Trae Young's going to be a guy and Derek White. The only thing is Kelly Oubre and John Collins have a player option.
All right, thanks for the call, Brandon. Fitzy, reaction?
He says that will reduce your salary by the cost by $21.7 million to get him out of the second apron. You know what else it'll reduce? My interest in the team.
Same exact thing. Yeah, I have no interest in that.
Ew, that team sounds hideous.
Trae Young, first of all, much like Tom Thibodeau, just let it go, my friend. You got to let it go. We don't all have hair. Bald is beautiful, too. Sometimes you just got to let it go, my friend.
All right.
Much like you are not afraid to let go of a three-pointer late in a game, don't be afraid to let go of the hair. No, I used to like Trae Young. I am not a Trae Young guy. And by the way, some of the people in Atlanta, when he misses time, believe, have you heard this before? They're a better basketball team without Trae Young. So I don't love that. If I'm trading Jaylen Brown, I'll do it. I said earlier, I am open to trading Jaylen Brown for Cooper Flagg, the number one overall pick.
Nailed it.
And that's about all I'm willing to trade him for. Otherwise, I'm going to watch Jaylen Brown lead the Celtics to 45 wins next year by averaging 27 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists as the best player on the court for whatever the retooled Celtics look like.
What's 45? Is that a play-in team? Are you above a play-in team?
Probably above a play-in team slightly. You're probably right at the bottom of the regular season.
45 would have gotten you the sixth seed. You would have been one win better than Detroit.
That's where I think you're going to be.
And you would have played the Knicks in the opening round.
And we'll have a whole talk. Is Tatum coming back? His dad said 8 to 9 months. Kobe came back in 8 months. Brad Stevens said the nearby nature of the surgeon had benefits, and we're going to talk ourselves into the sixth seed Celtics being a contender.
Google said 9 to 12. That's all I know. That's all I know when I was doing my medical work.
Do you listen to Google, or do you listen to Mr. Tatum from wherever he was in Shanghai or Thailand or something?
For the role I play on this show, usually I listen to Google.
617-779-7937. We'll finish up your phone calls. We'll get to odds and ends, and we'll lead you into Red Sox baseball and the MassMutual pregame show. That's all up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, and for the last time, I like to say that, Dan Ball with What's Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
I think he likes to say because he knows it makes me laugh. Here's What's Trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Red Sox fell in the rubber game of their series against the Braves yesterday at Fenway Park. The final was 10-4. Boston's 10-game, 10-day homestand continues today when they welcome the New York Mets to town. It's Hunter Dobbins against Kodai Senga on the mound, and here's your lineup. It's Jaron Duran leading off in left, and Rafael Devers your DH. Alex Bregman at third. Willier Abreu out and right. Trevor Story at shortstop. Nick Sogard is today's first baseman with David Hamilton in for Christian Campbell again at second base. Carlos Narvaez is catching and Seidon Rafaela is in center field. batting ninth. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. MassMutual pregame show with Christian Arcand begins at 5:45 p.m. today, and Will Fleming and Mike Monaco have the call of the game. Reports are stating that Celtic star Jaylen Brown finished the season with a partially torn right meniscus. He will be evaluated this week to determine if surgery is needed. The Celtics were eliminated by the Knicks in the East semifinals on Friday night. From last night, the Thunder beat the Nuggets in a Game 7 to advance to the West Finals. They host the Timberwolves for Game 1 on Tuesday. The Knicks then host the Pacers for Game 1 of the East Finals on Wednesday. In hockey, the Panthers eliminated the Maple Leafs in 6 games last night by advancing past Round 2. Florida is all but guaranteed to send a 2027 first-round pick to the Bruins to complete the Brad Marchand trade. Marchand is also the first player in NHL history to win 5 winner-take-all games against the same franchise. It's the Panthers at the Hurricanes for Game 1 of the East Final on Tuesday, and then the Oilers at the Stars for Game 1 of the West Final on Wednesday. Today's day one of voluntary organized team activities for the Patriots. New England is scheduled for 3 OTA sessions this week. That's Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And Scottie Scheffler is the winner of the 107th PGA Championship. He finished at 11 under par to win his third career major championship. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live from Fenway Park coming up right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Brad, I'm curious your thoughts about the difference in style of play between the regular season and the playoffs.
Yeah, it seems pretty significant.
Brad Stevens saying that there's a significant difference between the regular season and the playoffs. No kidding. That's how that works. Postseason's always different in all sports, Brad. But thanks for pointing out the obvious. We appreciate it here on WEEI Afternoons. Time now for our league leaders and who's circling the drains, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. Guess what? The Cavaliers and the Celtics were among the league leaders in wins this season. And now, just like everybody else, they're watching the postseason at home as the Knicks and Pacers advance to the postseason. That really circled the drain quickly for the Cavs and the Celtics. I think we all penciled them in, and I think we talked about it earlier, Fitzy. I think they may have penciled themselves in for the Eastern Conference Finals, and that rug got pulled out from underneath them pretty swiftly and decisively.
Yeah, which of the two surprised you more? Which of those?
Celtics.
For me, Cavs.
Really?
I didn't have a great feeling about the Celtics. Again, I go back to what I said earlier, and all season long, I didn't like the weird midseason swoon. I didn't like the fact that they would kind of get lost in the threes and check out at times, and I didn't like the lingering illness from Porzingis and the possible not taking the Knicks seriously enough and the fact that everyone on planet Earth was picking the Celtics. I was a little uneasy about that series, whereas I thought there was no chance the Cavs would lose to the Pacers, as underrated as the Pacers were. Even after the injuries, I thought they locked down. I mean, you had 50-point game out of Donovan Mitchell in game two. What the Pacers did was just unbelievable. I was just floored by how they were able to like dismiss the Cavaliers, not just like outlast them. They dismissed them.
I also certainly, if you had given me scenarios to bet on, certainly would not have bet on the scenario that didn't include the Celtics or the Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference.
What were the odds on? I wonder what somebody got rich on that one, right?
Somebody probably did get rich on that one. And hey, I would give them credit, whether you were lucky or whether you actually, you know, saw it coming to fruition. You're smarter than me, but doesn't take much. WEEI Afternoons, we've been broadcasting all day live from our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in to get employee pricing on the full lineup of vehicles. Ford, from America, for America. And one last read, because if you've been listening, you know we are leading into the Mass Mutual pregame show here with Christian Arcand as the Red Sox try to, here's something different, win a baseball game at Fenway Park tonight. So we're coming up on Odds and Ends, which is brought to you every day by Cars for Kids. Your trusted charity for car donations also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estates. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. And, of course, we are finishing up today because it is Monday and it is 5:30. It is time for the Fitzy Five, back by popular demand.
And now we go deep inside the mind of a mad fan.
In case you haven't noticed, I'm weird. I'm a weirdo.
Where we rank them up, or is it count them down? Doesn't really matter either way. Here's the Fitzy Five. Fitzy
Five. All right, Andy, this week on the Fitzy Five, I feel as though it's my job as a Mad fan and Boston sports super fan to try to provide a little relief, an outlet, vis-a-vis something else for Boston sports diehards and Celtics fans to look forward to. Because as we got into at the top of the show today, your Red Sox kind of stink right now. The Boston Bruins been out of the picture and irrelevant for weeks now. The Celtics knocked out in surprising, injury-laden, excuse-filled fashion. So what the hell is a Boston sports fan to do now as we make way to Memorial Day weekend, just a couple of days off, summer right around the corner, the weather is heating up, it's sunny more often than not. So optimism should be in the air, but instead, there's a feeling of dread and regret. So what better thing to do? What better place to go to cheer yourself up than the movies? That's right. Every time this old cinephile right here and superfan gets down in the dumps about his sports, you know what I do? I watch a movie. Better yet, I go to the movies. So with summer movie season officially kicking off this weekend, Andy, Memorial Day weekend, I've put together for the Fitzy Five today the five summer movies I am most looking forward to that I guarantee will take your mind off the sorry state of Boston sports. Are you ready, sir?
I am, and I'm going to be interested to see if I agree with any of the five, because there's one that I know we're both torn on that I am very excited to see.
I think you're going to agree with most of these, and there will be a couple of honorable mentions in there as well. So let's kick it off. Stanley, number five. Yes, it is the latest in a long series of rebrands, reboots, requels. This time put together by the one and only James Gunn, who delivered you, of course, the highly successful Guardians of the Galaxy franchise. He has taken over the DC Universe, and the next iteration of the DC Universe of movies takes place with David Corenswet. That might be the only guy in the world. That's his last name. Don't hold it against me in a court of law. Taking over the iconic role as the last son of Krypton, Kal-El, in Superman, which comes out July 11th. Andy, I cannot decide if I think this movie looks amazing or if this movie is going to be ridiculous.
So I want it to be amazing, and mm-hmm. the trailers have me concerned that it's going to be ridiculous. Same. And do you know the name of the dog? Who plays the dog?
Crypto.
No, what? Who's the actor's name?
Who plays the dog?
Chuck. Oh. He's got a real dog. He's got a name in real life. His
and
name's
featuring
not Crypto.
Rufus as Crypto.
Yeah.
I know. Also, people are kind of concerned that the dog seems to have a very prominent role in all the teasers and trailers that have come out to date. So, yeah. But The Force of Solitude looks pretty awesome. So we'll see. Superman comes out July 11th. That is number five. Now let's go to number four. Andy, if you have never given in randomly, whether it's been on TV or somebody made a recommendation to a little-known film that came out 4 years ago called Nobody, then you need to, A, see that movie ASAMFP, and then, two, get ready this August for Nobody 2. Okay, Nobody is an incredible film. Put it this way, it's suburban John Wick. It comes from out of nowhere with Bob Odenkirk, the actor who played Saul or Slippin' Jimmy from Better Call Saul in the Breaking Bad movies, as just a regular suburban dad who, little did we realize, was actually a former CIA operative, gets pushed back into action when some people come after the family, and it is nothing more than 95 minutes of bone-crunching, jaw-smashing action. It's suburban John Wick, and it's a total hidden gem. It did so well, now Nobody 2 is coming out this summer. So A, see Nobody, and then B, get ready for Nobody 2 this August.
I don't mean to be my usual self, but not only have I not seen Nobody 1.
Never heard of it, I bet, right?
Yeah, it sounds like something I'd at least be interested
You'd love it.
They got to market it better. Yes, Dan Ball.
Quickly, before you continue, Fitzy, dog actor Jolene will be portraying Crypto.
Jolene.
Mostly and through visual effects, but Jolene will be standing in for Crypto.
So therefore, Crypto's a girl?
I don't know. I guess they're not overly discerning in these kind of movies.
I mean,
all right, let's go to the next.
Whatever.
Let's go to movie number three. Okay, everything is working against this one. You never make a sequel 30 years later, but that's exactly what Adam Sandler, one of the most reliable, one of the most heavily counted on men in the broad world of comedy, is expected to do here as he returns to the role of Happy Gilmore in Happy Gilmore 2, straight to Netflix on July 25th. I have high hopes for it. Obviously, you won't be able to have Chubbs Peterson since the great Carl Weathers passed on, unfortunately. But I'm excited for this one. You?
I am not excited at all. I think it's going to suck because I want to go in with low expectations so that
right.
I'm happy.
I know exactly why you're saying that. Okay, let's go to, and same here. I think it's going to be great. Number two. Okay, from director Joseph Kosinski, who brought you maybe the best movie of the last 10 years, period, let alone the best action movie that was not a Mission Impossible film, that would be Top Gun Maverick, comes F1. Have you seen the trailers for this one?
Yes, this looks good.
Doesn't this look amazing?
This movie looks
ridiculous.
Good.
It's going to be the Top Gun Maverick of racing movies as well. Brad Pitt, the old racer, gets called back into duty to mentor a guy. The rivalry develops. That movie is going to be sick, and you can fill the oceans with how little I know about or care about F1 racing. And now, Andy, the number one movie on the Fitzy 5 for Monday, May 19th, 2025, the movie I am most excited to see, and it kicks off Summer Movie Fest starting this Memorial Day weekend. The conclusion to one of the greatest action franchises, one of the greatest, most successful franchises ever. Mission Impossible 7 Part 2, The Final Reckoning. Are you a Tom Cruise fan?
No, I think he's a dink.
Well, he might be a dink, but he's a hell of a movie star.
Oh, he's a great actor, and I have great respect for the fact that he does his stunts.
Yeah. Early reviews are in, and this one leaves you breathless with nothing spared. Nothing. They basically leave it all out there on the screen. If you didn't see Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, I highly recommend the last 45 minutes on the Orient Express. That train sequence might be the best action scene ever shot, and this one promises to deliver the goods. So once again, your Fitzy 5, Best movies to look forward to this summer to wash away the pain of being a Boston sports fan. 5, Superman. 4, Nobody. 2, 3, Happy Gilmore. 2, 2, F1. And number 1, Mission Impossible. 7, Part 2, The Final Reckoning.
You nailed it. I'm not, this is your by far your best Fitzy 5. I mean, well, I guess we've only done 3 weeks.
We're only three in.
Tremendous. I want to see each and every one of these movies. You know how I am. I'll get on the boat and start drinking, and I'll never see these movies. But I want to see these movies. The much better list than Rich Keefe did a list at one point. Your list is way better than Rich Keefe's. You need your own podcast. All right,
honorable
that's going to do it.
Honorable, yeah, I appreciate that.
Oh, you get an honorable mention. Bang it out.
The Naked Gun reboot. Okay, we'll see. Fantastic Four, First Steps, and Weapons. It's supposed to be Stiz, the horror
that
movie
that looks
of
crazy.
The year.
And then real quick, 28 years later. What is going to be another one?
I might get
so now you got all your movie recommendations. You're ready. So when the Red Sox stink the rest of the summer, but that's not going to happen. They're going to go out and get a win tonight. That's going to catapult them into a winning streak. Campbell's going to play first. Meyer's coming up to play.
Ramon
court.
Vasquez, 1-0 tonight.
Ramon Vasquez is managing. WEEI Afternoons, thanks for listening all afternoon long. We'll be back again 2-6 tomorrow. Ted Johnson will join us. Plenty of Celtics, Patriots, and a Red Sox win to talk about. Stay tuned for the Mass Mutual pregame show. See ya.
Well, you get a team that can't pitch and quite frankly sucks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.